Press release from the local fire brigades union. Council agrees to maintain 2 fire engines in Spelthorne. At the Spelthorne Borough Council meeting on the 23rd of February, a motion calling for maintaining 2 fire engines in the borough, if the plans to build a new fire station go ahead, was agreed. This was an improvement on the Surrey County Council decision taken in 2014 to replace the 2 existing 24/7 whole-time crude fire engines at Staines and Sunbury, with 1 whole-time, and 1 on-call in a proposed new fire station at Fordingbridge. SCC made its 2014 decision in total disregard to the responses it received to its own public consultation, to which 92% of the responses demanded no reduction in fire and emergency service provision within the borough. Importantly, the provision of the on-call fire engine was subject to the viability of recruiting sufficient on-call firefighters, which has since proved unachievable without extending emergency response times by approximately 12 minutes. Hence, the second fire engine option has since been dropped. So the agreed Spelthorne Borough Council Possetan was a step forward, as it gave no option to cut the second fire engine under any circumstances. The original motion was proposed by the Lib Dems to Spelthorne Borough Council, but it was extremely disappointing to then witness the Lib Dems and Labour councillors accept an amendment from the Tories which removed the requirement in the original motion for both fire engines to be crewed 24/7 with immediately available whole-time crews, which was a U-turn on their position they told the campaigners they were supporting outside the council chambers immediately prior to the meeting taking place. Party political bun fighting is certainly not a recognized, robust or risk-based approach to community safety or to secure emergency fire and rescue service provision. The final decision will now be made by Surrey County Council in March, where we hope to see councillors do right by their communities, rather than capitulating to the Tory cuts-driven majority. The FBU urges residents to consider prior to the elections in May, if they want councillors who will stand up for their communities, rather than ones that lack the strength of character to stand their ground in council chambers. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 24th of February 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.